Hi, I'm Luke Coulson, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 19 of the official Bromley FC podcast, Ravens Weekly, as it's known as, sponsored by our friends at Cranash Developments. Myself, David Cook, is joined by Matt Hall today.
In amongst the background noise, hello everyone.
That's it, the background noise, because we are currently on our way up to Newcastle for our match against Gateshead tomorrow.
We are indeed, currently in a tunnel somewhere on the M25, I believe, just about to do a pickup. But yeah, the weather's absolutely horrific out. Let's hope it's a bit better up north.
That's it. Thank you very much, Matt. Jeff's working with us this week remotely. It worked so well at Chesterfield, we thought we'd try it again. Plenty to talk about on this podcast, Matt. So first of all, coming up, we discuss the Bromley Business Awards that happened last Friday.
We're going to get a rundown on the academy. I managed to catch up with Mark Hammond as well about something very exciting going on for the Girls Academy this week.
That's it, and also exciting for the Bromley First Team as we announced three new signings to the club this week.
We're going to hear from all of them and manager Neil Smith. We're also going to look ahead to the match against Gateshead tomorrow.
And last of all, but by no means least, is the question of the week. Well, Matt, that's the intro out of the way. First of all, we're going to talk about the Bromley Business Awards.
We are indeed, yes. The club were nominated for two awards at last week's ceremony. It was a bit of an honour and a privilege, wasn't it, to be nominated. And when we arrived at Oakley House in Bromley Common.
With the red carpet.
Oh, red carpet. It was beautiful. Got cabs down there. It was so nicely set up, wasn't it? Reminded me of the venue for a function, to be honest. But
apart from the venue's a bit better.
Yeah, the venue is a bit better.
Got to be biased.
Yeah, we do. But it's true. Anyway, yeah, so we got there. It was a very black tie event. You know, everyone was dressed really smart.
There was champagne on arrival.
There was, yeah. There was an auction going on with the signed Bromley shirt as one of the items, which was really nice. So it's basically you can put yourself forward for an award. We decided to enter for the social media and marketing category and also the innovation and growth category. And then after myself filling out the application forms for that and running through it all with Jeff, which took quite a long time, Jeff attended two interviews to be shortlisted, and we got some good news that we have been shortlisted and we were going to attend the event. And then it all happened, didn't it?
Yeah, so like Matt said, it was a fantastic night, and like also Matt said, we was up for Best Innovation and Growth and Best Marketing and Social Media, two categories which we felt we'd have a strong part to play, especially with going to Wembley this year. Let's just talk through the moment. So highly commended, first of all, for the Social Media and Marketing Award. We was delighted about. And then, so we got the little plaque for that and the congratulations, got a round of applause. And then when it come up for the Best for Growth, Business Growth, the commended come up, the third place, and then obviously highly commended. And at that point, we feel we didn't win anything. And then obviously then coming up against businesses like Churchill Theatre, Bromley Mencap, and then they gave a speech, didn't they? And at that point, they come up with, they used a football analogy, didn't they, in their winner speech. And at that point, we thought, is that, oh my God, like, that's a football reference. Does that mean that we won? And obviously then they announced Bromley Football Club as the winner, and obviously our table of 10 all got up and went up for the award. It was a fantastic experience, wasn't it?
Well, I think the initial reaction was when they mentioned the on and off the pitch thing was we were all looking around thinking, where's another football club here? Is there another football club around? But no, in all honesty, it was a fantastic moment for everyone. And I think we were quite a popular table. We certainly were the loudest table. And especially when we were getting the awards in the media room in the back, the ceremony was still taking place, which we didn't know about. We were too busy celebrating. Those of you who've seen Jeff's video, we were then promptly reminded that the awards were still going on. So yeah, it was a privilege and an honour to get a second place cookie in the social media marketing, and then win the innovation and growth, which in our eyes is the biggest award, isn't it? It's the most general. Yeah, we were all pleased and privileged, as I said, and none more so than Jeff.
And the best business for innovation and growth goes to Bromley Football Club.
that's the Bromley Business Walls out of the way, and the podcast is going quite well so far. We're moving on now to new signings, and signings are quite a statement, aren't they?
They are, absolutely, and they're three quality players who've got, you know, experience at this level and high levels as well for in a couple of their cases. So they've all played against us in the past as well. I can remember JJ Hooper a few years back in his younger days scoring against us, actually, and obviously more recently Luke Coulson scoring against us on Boxing Day at Ebbsfleet last year, great goal, and Zavon Hines, what a performance he put in at Chesterfield the other night against us. And, you know, we looked at it and thought, wow, it would be great to have a player of his calibre in our ranks, and now we've got it. It is a massive statement of intent, and credit to everyone who's helped get it across the line, because it's been a busy and tough process to get it all done. But yeah, it's all good now, and pleased to have the three on board.
Well, that's it, and we know, obviously, with regards to the three signings, they're obviously attackers. So Matt, can you just take us through obviously each player, a little bit about their background and their position they play, for those that don't know?
Yeah, so JJ Hooper, actually a local lad, lives in Bromley, started his career at Sevenoaks Town and Cray Wanderers. So yeah, again, a local lad, got a move to Newcastle United after being in the Cray Academy for a while, and yeah, since then has gone on to represent various clubs. He had a spell at Havant and Waterlooville, where he sort of made his name and got back into the league, Port Vale. I think I saw his one of his goals against Millwall at the Den when he played for Port Vale, when I was down there watching them. And yeah, he's going to bring a lot to the strike force, along with the other two, who I think will complement him quite well. Luke Coulson, being a very pacey winger with a lot to his game, as well as Zavon Hines, both equally comfortable playing in the number 10 role as well. So versatile players, and credit to everyone, like I say, for getting these deals in. It's really impressive.
So we've gone from obviously last year where we was sort of like had about 18 players, and now we've got a few more on our books this season. A lot of people might question there's a bit of overcrowding in the squad, but you look at teams like Dagenham Redbridge, they have like 31 on their books. So while obviously Neil Smith and the team have got the job to keep the lads happy, also what it does is it opens it up for competition. Everyone's got someone challenging for their spot now, haven't they?
Absolutely, it does. And I spoke to Neil about that earlier, and you know, it's healthy to have that in the squad. You know, everyone wants to earn their place. They're not just going to walk into it every week. There is competition for places now, and now more so than ever this season. And you know, while we're doing a squad update, I think it's important as well to mention, obviously, two loanees did return to their parent clubs last week in Paul Rooney and Juan Luque. Obviously wish them both all the best for the future.
That's it, Matt, and obviously you managed to catch up with all three players, and this one I think we're going to start with our first signing, JJ Hooper.
JJ, welcome to Bromley Football Club. You join on loan from Grimsby Town. How's it feel to be here?
Yeah, so it's good to finally get it done, you know. I just can't wait to get playing.
You're a local lad as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I literally live 10 minutes down the road, so it's very ideal.
And you've obviously played against Bromley a few times over the years. Can you describe yourself as a player? What can you bring to the team?
Obviously, I'm a striker who tries to score goals, you know, tries to create goals and tries to add a bit of flair.
And obviously, you've met Neil, you've met your fellow teammates. How are you feeling? What's your initial impression of being here?
Yeah, it feels like a good bunch, you know, so I'm looking forward to it.
And potentially straight into action Saturday, looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to get back, obviously, playing football. I haven't played in a couple of weeks, so yeah, I can't wait to get back playing.
JJ, thank you.
Cheers.
Luke Coulson, welcome to Bromley Football Club. How do you feel?
Yeah, brilliant. Delighted that it all happened so quickly. Everyone's been really friendly today, and training was really good with the lads. Settled in really well so far.
What's your thoughts on the infrastructure here at the club? Obviously, in the background of this interview, we've got the new stand going up. It's an exciting time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit noisy. but no, it's obviously I've been told all about where the club's going over the next 2 or 3 years, which is a big reason why I've bought into it. Yeah, can't wait to get started.
I've just heard you speaking to Neil Smith. They're quite clear that he played a massive part in your desire to come here.
Yeah, you know, he told me straight away what he saw in me and what he wanted from me. You know, I do want to move on. I'm 24, you know. I want to get the best out of my career. He sounds like he can help me do that.
And obviously you played against Bromley a few times over the years. Can you describe yourself as a player for those who might not have seen you?
Well, I love playing on the left wing and in the number 10. Love drifting in on my right foot and getting in the little pockets and running in behind. So and obviously that's what I'll hopefully bring to the club.
And you've got your new friend there, Jake Goodman, in the background trying to put you off.
Yeah, he's a lively one, isn't he? He's lively. He's a really nice guy. Yeah, yeah. Nice. Sarcasm. Sarcasm.
We'll leave that one there, shall we? And finally, I seem to remember scoring a goal against Bromley yourself last year. Looking forward to hopefully putting some in the net for us now?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully whip some in, and I'll take a first scruffy goal, though, away at Gateshead. That'll do.
Luke, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Neil, it's been a busy week. We've captured, obviously, JJ Hooper on loan from Grimsby Town, and most recently two permanent signings in Luke Coulson and Zavon Hines.
Yeah, it's been really hectic. You know, it took really up until yesterday morning to get the two finalised and signed and sealed. So it's fantastic bit of business, I think, from Jerry getting it across the line. He's had to work hard for it, and I really appreciate it. We've got two quality players in Luke Coulson, obviously young England C international, and obviously Zavon Hines coming in with that experience. And when they played against us, they both scored against us, so we're hoping that they can obviously do the business for us and get us moving up the table.
And it's competition for places as well for the other players, isn't it? And a boost to everyone.
Yeah, I think we've needed it. I think everyone's, you know, we've been crying out for goals and creating goals from free play rather than set play. So these players definitely do that. They're very exciting when they get on the ball. I think the crowd and the supporters will be happy with them. But we've got to make sure that when they do create, we start putting them away. And we're getting JJ in. He's come from Grimsby. He scored in the league, he's done it at the level, and we just hope that he comes in with that enthusiasm of a young, hungry 25-year-old who wants to score lots of goals.
We're all about spontaneity on the podcast, and Jack Holland, the club captain, has walked down on the coach and is sitting in front of us now. Jack, journey all right with you so far?
Yeah, brilliant. On the way. A bit of traffic early, but you know, we're on the way now to go pick up the Surrey boys from Waltham Abbey, and hopefully have a good journey up.
That's it. What's it like for you doing the overnight stays? Is it something you like, or do you like travelling on the day?
Some people don't like travelling on the day. I think that you know, some people work obviously in the league we're in, but me personally, I think it's professional. Depending on where we're going, I mean, the train's brilliant because you get there, they ain't got to worry about anything, you get back, but. Yeah, when you stay over, especially these long journeys, it really does make a difference.
That's it. And what's the routine normally for yourself and obviously other players as well? I mean, you're sitting in front of us with a vegan-friendly sandwich, because obviously you're vegan. And you was one of the people that helped me become vegetarian as well, which is much appreciated. But how's it work for you in regards to the coach journey up, and how do you rest and how do you prepare? And
I mean, it's the chefs at the club, and they look after me very well, as you know. I think the chef's done a vegan wrap for me, which is brilliant. But you know, I think the boys, you bring your food on the coach, you stop off as well, plenty of water, but you just get to sit back, relax, maybe watch a film. A couple of the boys play a bit of cards, and you just relax on the way out there. And obviously we're training halfway, so everyone's, you know, getting making sure they're fully fueled to train, and then go for the rest of the journey.
I see, and obviously when we get up to the hotel, it's all about checking into your rooms, your room share with a couple of people. And who's your favourite person to share with?
At the moment, I'm with Sam Wood, who's come in, and I shared a room with him as soon as he come in. And he does my head in sometimes, but he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Is that something because of the defensive partnership, or just because you get on with him, very well?
Well, the first trip he ever come to was Wrexham, and we just got chucked in together out of coincidence. But yeah, he's in my car school. You know, I stayed with him when we went away. He's a great person. And, you know, he's lucky to have me, to be fair, in a room with him. So I'm glad I can be there for him.
That's brilliant. Always helping Jack. Always putting other people first. And obviously then going into it, you get fed at the hotel, wherever the food will be tonight, and then early night?
Yeah, we're all after dinner, maybe go for a walk, and then we're all back to the rooms, you know, just to chill out, you know, prepare ourselves for tomorrow, you know, get to bed, and then breakfast in the morning.
Perfect. And breakfast, I know that you like to leave as late as possible, don't you, really?
Yeah, a sort of a pre-match for us as well. I mean, there's a few early risers who maybe go down and then go down again. But for, I think for the majority of the boys, you know, like a lay-in, they leave it as late as possible.
Brilliant. Jack, it's great to have an insight from you. Thank you very much for that.
So Matt, now we move on to the academy, and we talk about that. First of all, going to start with the ladies academy. Had a very successful time so far, and they're currently about to play this afternoon in a semi-final of their first cup.
Yeah, they are indeed. It's been a really successful start to life for the girls academy, obviously in its first year. I actually believe they're undefeated at the minute, and I think I remember one of their initial games they won 18-0, which is just absolutely ridiculous scoreline. But fair play to all of them and all of the coaches. It's great to see them train.
It's a strong team then.
Yeah, clearly it's great to see them train, obviously on the stadium pitch and alongside the boys, and it seems to be going really, really well. So credit, massive credit to where it's due to the academy there. And like you say, Cookie, they've got an important game this afternoon. It's a Kent Silver Jubilee Cup, if I've said that right. Semi-final. It's on the stadium pitch. All the boys are going to go down and support them as they did in their first ever game. And yeah, obviously it's open to fans as well, so hopefully a few people listening will have gone to watch.
Fantastic. And if you did, obviously let us know. But obviously, other news, you managed to catch up with Mark Hammond this week, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Caught up with Mark obviously about that game and about all things academy. So here's what he had to say. Okay, delighted to be joined by academy director Mark Hammond. Now Mark, the academy is just growing from strength to strength all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, we're reaching milestones, you know, every week. And evidently we made a 19-year-old debut in the FA Cup against Peterborough, where the gaffer looked at the bench and chose to put the young lad on, but not just because of, you know, he actually deserved it. He played against Faversham, came on at half time and did really well, and was given the reward of being selected for the squad for the FA Cup game and made his debut. And again, it's a product of what we're doing here at the club, and that was a positive fit in from our under-23s, a pipeline of academy players now that are coming through. And the implementation of the under-23s was part of the initiative set up 3 years ago, and I feel it's the final piece in the jigsaw. It's now polishing everything that we've got in place and now looking at really developing our production of players, and hopefully bringing the talent through into the match day squads.
And there's a lot of academy scholars now. Not a day goes by when you walk past and on the main pitch there's training sessions going on at the top, matches, it's going really well on the pitch as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the kids and the young players have really bought into the main club and the ethos behind everything, and they really are. It's proud to watch. It's proud to see them buy into the club badge, and how they carry themselves in and around the club and the local community. And you know, we're constantly receiving emails and well wishes from supporters as well. Like just a nice anecdote. A supporter walked past me the other day, and he saw three or four boys, ironically, in a chip shop, but he just thought he'd pass the praise on of how well they carried themselves and their conduct towards the club badge in their uniform, which again it's so pleasing to hear, because that's not just from the player itself, it's all the staff and all the club around the club that influence the players throughout the academy.
And this year's also seen the launch of the groundbreaking girls academy. How's that going?
Really good. There's a young squad there, and they've branded themselves Team Legacy, which is amazing. They are a young ball of energy, and all they want to do is take their squad and just build and grow it. And we've got our next round of trials for the Girls Academy coming up in February, but they're going to be a part of it because they're taking ownership. And we've also got a vacancy that's going to go live in January. We're looking for a head of Girls Academy. So it's grown from strength to strength, and it's a division within the club that we're looking to grow and strengthen every year. We've now got an under-12s and an under-13s at our youth phase section. And hopefully that's looking to go another under-12s and another under-15s and 16s. So again, we're looking to create that pipeline of talent.
And as you say, the boys and the girls, both of them really embracing the ethos of the club and getting involved in the community side of things. Obviously had tournaments here recently. The academy provided referees and coaches, and obviously the Saturday morning sessions, a lot of the keen coaches in the academy are getting involved with that as well.
Yeah, again, through their one of their pathways that they choose through their education scheme is that they can choose to gain vocational qualifications. They can get UEFA licences and refereeing awards through the FA, and that's what we set up here, and they can choose that pathway. And and you know, the initiative that you set up, Matt, which again I'd like to praise you for, that was nothing short of outstanding. You're looking at our current talent that is gaining qualifications and now influencing potentially our next wave of fans that are going to come through the club. So again, we're central hub of just a learning community, which is brilliant, which everyone's driving and pushing. It's amazing to see, and I love it.
And finally, going back to the Girls Academy, they've got a bit of an important game, haven't they, this Friday?
Yes. 2:30 kickoff. It's the semi-final of the Kent Schools Football Association Jubilee Silver Trophy. We've got Maidstone, and again, I think we're going to ask all the academy boys and parents to come down and fill the stands and cheer them on, and fingers crossed they can make it into the final. So again, the Girls Academy, they're unbeaten. Hopefully they can continue that run.
Mark, it's great to get an insight to the fantastic work going on behind the scenes at the academy, and thank you for providing that.
Brilliant, Matt.
So Matt, on to the next session of the podcast. The coach journey's going well so far. Just watching the 2014 League One playoff final, which actually involved one of our players that's on the coach now. So everyone watching that, it was Leighton Orient versus Rotherham.
Maybe that could be our question of the week. Who was that player? No, I'm only joking.
No, it was Richard Brindley to answer that one. But watching that, so that was good.
But obviously for Rotherham, and it came on in the second half when they were 2-0 down. They ended up drawing the game 2-2, and they won on penalties. So yeah,
shows what an influence he is.
Absolutely, yeah. But how great is it to say that we've got a player in our ranks who's won promotion from League One? It's fantastic, isn't it?
Well, as of today, we've also got a player in our ranks that's played in the Premier League
and scored in it
as well.
Not only was it a goal, it was the winning goal in the 90th minute against Aston Villa for West Ham.
Sensational. Just moving on, we're going to do the feature which we've done a couple of weeks ago, which is how many you reckon. So we're playing Gateshead away this weekend. We're on our way up there now. Not the best following in the league, really, is it? So we're going to... Matt, give us your opinion on how many fans you reckon are going to be up there.
How many I reckon? Gateshead, the stadium is not one of my favourite, I'll be honest. Not one of my favourites at all. The team are playing well, and I think they're massively overachieving.
Well, they surprise everyone, haven't they, this season, especially with financial troubles and releasing several players at the start of the season. I think people were expecting them to go down, especially going on to part-time contracts for a bit as well.
I think so, yeah. I'm going to go with 875, and there's going to be 59 Bromley fans.
See, that's done me, because I was going to go 852. Ooh. So around the 800s I was, and I'm going to go 852. I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to go for 76 Bromley fans.
I like that. Yeah, a few more would be nice, but that's my gut.
That's it. For those, remember that if you are not making the journey for tomorrow's match, we are doing the live commentary from 2:45 from the Gateshead International Stadium. You can get that from bromleyfc.co.uk. Matt, we just want to thank Cranash Developments for being the sponsor to this podcast, and that's another episode done. We hope you've enjoyed this one, a bit more interaction from me than normal podcasts, but it's another good positive week, Matt.
very positive, and as we touched on earlier, a very busy one, but hopefully all the supporters will be really happy with the business that the club's done this week. And on another note, I did want to mention something that we did last week, something quite amazing. We hosted the National League Under 11s Cup, which was a huge event for all the local primary schools that were invited. 25 teams in total. That's from a mixed tournament and a girls only tournament as well. The academy were fantastic with helping out with it as well, doing the refereeing, the equipment, scorekeeping, etc. And a big thank you to the Bromley School Games, to Kim and Delith and Ashley over there for helping with organising it. And our winners are Pickhurst School on both competitions. The final was between Southborough Primary and Pickhurst, and Pickhurst won both. So they'll be going forward to a regional tournament to represent Bromley Football Club at the National League Under 11s Cup.
Exciting stuff, and obviously we're keeping on the progress as soon as we get it. Matt, that's it for the podcast. Thank you very much for those that have listened, and we look forward to hearing from you or seeing you tomorrow at the Gateshead International Stadium for our match against Gateshead in the Vanarama National League. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
Bye.
Just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from.